This is Dr. Patton making a final review, exam review in MI 320 for the year 2017. This is probably going to be part one. Okay, a few questions about culture. Is it easy to switch back and forth and learn culture? Yes, no. Can you easily learn culture and go to a new culture and pick it up just right away? Okay, when do you think that you pick up culture better? When you're a little kid or when you're older or what? And so the little kid, you know, you kind of overlearn until it's automatic. It's like talking, you know, you talk to the point where it's an automatic thing. Now, what do you think about culture in the overall? What would you describe culture as, the overall thing? What would you say is about culture? There's a tough question. Okay, let me ask you this. Does it direct us how we live? Does it change the way we live and so forth? Okay. I'm going to talk about anthropology. Anthropos is man. Logi, study of man. Okay. So when you have anthropology, does it include the culture? Of course. And what about worldview? And what you eat and sleep and do all of that stuff and all the behavior that you have? And how you meet what you need to do where you are? Now, you've taken cross-cultural some perspective. If we're trying to help bring the Bible to people, whose cultures do we need to understand? Ours and theirs and one other. Biblical, excellent. Okay. Now, with anthropology and focusing on worldview, does that have anything to do with values? Worldview have to talk about values and all, yeah. How things work, okay. But what about our own perceptions? When we look at worldview, do we have our own worldview? Do we often not know that we have our own view? It's like the fish thinks, well, everybody lives underwater. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. Okay, but what else? Does our personality affect our worldview? What about past experiences? Living in strange countries like... Okay. Can our sins affect our worldview? Okay. Can our culture affect our worldview? Okay. Does everyone have the same idea about reality? All cultures? Okay. What does that mean then for us? Who has a perfect, clear view of reality? God, He alone, okay? So then we tend to filter things, okay? And there's another thing that we tend to do. I think at times we tend to compartmentalize, okay? When in Rome, do as the Romans do, but then out of Rome, we don't do as the Romans do. In other words, we flip-flop back and forth. And we find also that it's not so easy as we think, as Marie found when she tried to talk, when she went back to her native country, and they said, something's happened to you, right? What's happened to your language? You don't know how to speak anymore. Did it get better after a couple weeks? Is anyone else here who has been a native speaker other than English? Yes. Ilocano and Tagalog?
It's like an official language.
Right. Well, did you speak those? Did you speak in any other native languages?
I used to be able to speak understand there are two, two more, and about three or four total for God.
Welcome to the rest of the world. Okay, now what happened? Have you've gone back to the Philippines?
Never in the last 6 years.
Oh, so that you don't know how it will be, if it'll kick back in or what they will say or all of that. Okay, it'll be very interesting to see. But every time I go back to Suriname, for example, it takes about 2 weeks to gear back in, and they're used to it. But when I come back to the States, it takes about 2 weeks to get into English, if we're staying there, especially if we're staying there most of the time. And my son used to enjoy laughing at me when I was preaching, and suddenly Suriname Tongo and Dutch words would suddenly appear in my English sermon, and everybody else would look kind of strange at me, and he would laugh, because he knew what was going on. Computer bleed over. Okay? When you have a culture, is your culture integrated in the worldview? Are the two things tied together? Okay? What about, what does ethnocentrism do? What does that mean about the way I look at my culture, my worldview? It's better than anybody else's, of course. Does the worldview and normally make sense to those who are in the worldview? So if it doesn't make sense, something that they do doesn't make sense to me, and it's done frequently, what does that mean about my understanding of the situation? I'm missing something in the picture. There's a piece of the puzzle that's gone. I don't understand it. Okay? Culture shock. Culture shock, who gets culture shock going overseas? Everybody, excellent. Okay, not just missionaries, business people. When I went out under the government spent a month training me in the area of culture shock. They just know that that's going to be likely to happen. Okay, what's the problem? Why do we have culture shock? What's the problem when you go in these places? Okay, let's ask this. Do they do things the way we do things? I'm left-handed. If I had to write with my right hand, what would happen besides being illegible? Would I be able to keep the same speed as my left hand? Or if you did it flip-flop, if you were right-handed or left-handed. Okay, everything seems very awkward, okay? What about communication? Communication easy? Communication difficult? Difficult, especially if there's a language problem. But even, who went to England? Any problem communicating in English to the English? As I was just mentioning yesterday to Graham, the bonnet is not something you wear on your head. And how can a car have a bonnet? Well, it does. And what is it, a tram that you push instead of a baby carriage? And I forgot, there's a whole bunch of stuff that they have that I keep forgetting. Okay. Is it possible to get sick from culture shock? Physical? Spiritual? Okay. What happens if you have multiple things piling on top of each other and when you go into culture? Can culture shock be a sort of a cumulative thing?
Yes,
very much so. And the bigger the accumulation, the bigger the problem. Okay. The first phase of culture is the honeymoon phase. And then, and then gradual resolution, and hopefully a total integration. Is reverse culture shock possible? Who gets the worst chance of culture shock reverse? Someone who's well enculturated in the new culture, or someone who really has struggled getting into the new culture? Who has the biggest problem going back?
Someone who's been in
that. the person who's really adapted to it. Remember about a missionary talking about going to back from Brazil to the United States. This is a lady. She said, I felt strange. I didn't have to look in my rearview mirror to see if the cops were following me anymore. She goes up to her pastor and throws her arms around him and gives him a big hug. And then everybody is sort of shocked, you know, and they say, oops, wrong country, and so forth. But she had apparently, she said, I can't wait to get back to Brazil. Okay. Some things to reduce culture shock. Is it better to get into the culture early, or just wait a long time and then after a while decide you go into the culture? Early, as fast as possible, that will help you. Having some national friends? Helpful?
Yes.
Okay. Being willing to be a learner? Is it helpful to know that you're having culture shock? Very helpful. The first time I started getting quite depressed about 6 months after, or 5 months or 6 months after I was in Liberia. It was only after I started teaching on culture shock that I realized that what had happened to me. When Brother King, who was here before, who had been in Guatemala, and the first time he took the course, he said, oh, he said, that's what happened to me in Guatemala the first time I was there. Now I understand, okay, but it is very helpful. Should we recognize that we are indispensable and just have to plow ahead regardless of what happens when we're having trouble with culture shock? Yes or no? Good to just plow ahead and say, well, I'm indispensable, so I got to keep going, and regardless of what happens, or should I be willing to take a little time out for avoiding burnout from time to time? Helpful. Is it possible to set unrealistic goals when you come in, thinking that you can work the same way as here? Yes. Okay. Is it helpful to have someone that you can cry on their shoulder? Very much so. Okay. Some things that can help attitudes for culture shock. Is it helpful to be flexible? Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. A quote of Bill Galarak, as he told me when I first came here, and I started having a little difficulty figuring out things. That was very helpful to me. So I said, okay. What about forgiveness? Helpful? Forgiving whom? Everybody, including ourselves. Okay? Is it helpful to be a bit on the thankful side? What about humor? Desperately needed. Okay? Okay? With ethnocentrism, is it important for a missionary to be ethnocentric so he can teach people to be civilized and then become Christian? No, that's a 19th century disaster. Okay, does ethnocentrism help or hurt spreading the gospel?
Hurt,
thank you. Ethnocentric is placing my culture above others. Is it possible that this is a defensive reaction times on my part? Yes, very much so. Okay. So when we have two cultures and one does things one way and another thing does another thing one way, another way, what ultimately as a missionary should be our criteria as to what we take and what we reject? Thank you. Okay. Is it good to isolate yourself from a culture?
No.
Is it possible to have a blank slate as a missionary and come in to a culture absolutely blank so that you can totally absorb the culture. Not possible. Okay? How about totally rejecting the culture? Good? How about totally rejecting our old culture? Good? No. Okay? Which is better in terms of adaptation to a culture? Compartmentalization, that is apart and apart, or integration? Integration takes time. Okay. Okay. Here's a question I'm going to change. I'll forget about that. I'm making a note. I don't like the question. It's a good advantage of going back over these things. What can we adapt in terms of adapting to culture? Is it possible to adapt to clothing? Who is a classic person who did that? Hudson, Taylor, okay, you know, wore a queue, so forth. Okay, what about transportation? Yeah, that's a problem sometimes for Americans. We had a family that went, and as a family I mentioned before, it took about 2 years to undo the damage they did coming. But one of the things they would do is they did not want to transport any nationals in their vehicles, as I understand. Kids would shove way away and that sort of thing. Is it possible to adapt to the culture by learning a language? Yes. How about eating the food? Amen. And if you marry a wife and she can cook native culture, it's very helpful. So my wife can cook Suriname food, Chinese food, Liberian food, and American food. Okay? When you're trying to work with people to reach the gospel, is it good to trust with them leadership, or is it a bad thing to do? Okay? But shouldn't you hold the ultimate power yourself? Now that's one of the things we're trying to get rid of, and I'm going to have to pay $13,000. Somebody's going to raise $13,000 to do that, because the four churches that we have in the States are still under the mission board. Now, there are a couple of reasons I think that's bad. One is that it means then that the nationals do not have the total feeling this is our church building. But there's also the danger of the missionary saying, if they don't like it, I'll just take my, I've got the church building. Not a good attitude, okay? Should we be willing to trust people, the nationals, with such things as goods and supplies? What about respect? Very important, okay? A worldview of Western civilization. Do we believe that the world around us is real or unreal and is an emanation of the Brahma or so whatever? Real or unreal? Real, okay. Do we believe in the West that science is an important thing or an unimportant thing? Okay. Do we believe that the world is basically rational or basically irrational? Are there laws that are reliable or not reliable? Reliable. Okay, come back. Okay. Now, if we contrast this with Eastern religion, does the Eastern religion believe that the outside world is real or really, or sort of an imagination or an emanation? Imagination, okay. Does the Eastern religion place a heavy emphasis on science and history? No. A science, because it's why bother with an unreal world? And history, why worry? Because it's all coming back again anyway. Okay? Where is truth found in the Eastern religion? Outside the individual or inside the individual? Interesting question. Inside. Okay? In Western civilization, are science and religion basically integrated together or basically apart? Apart. Now, many cultures talk about the fact that we should be one with nature, okay? For instance, the Chinese show this huge mountain and a little tiny person underneath to kind of demonstrate that. What about we as Americans? Do we tend to dominate nature? Yes. What do we do? We're winning over disease, and we're conquering the West, and we're, you know, okay? In the West, do we emphasize technological convenience and development?
Yes.
How about materialistic values? How about private ownership as opposed to group ownership? How about intellectual and spiritual values more important than material things?
Nope.
Sorry. Okay. Okay, I'm going to just talk about for a minute limited good. Okay, are you with me with limited good? Okay, the idea then is in a peasant society or an oral society, there's only so much to go around, whether it's food or position, money, or whatever. Okay, in that situation, if one person goes in the inside circle, goes up, what does that do to everybody else? Okay, you got a pie, you got six people, one person takes half of it. What does that mean about everybody else? Smaller piece of pie. So what is the tendency to do? To level off everybody. And a classic illustration they say is, if you put one crab in a, if you put, I hear you, but I don't know who you are. The choir cast will be singing at the business forum, okay? Anyone in the choir? Okay, that's what that school cast is about. Okay, so, oh no. This is from us.
All choir members meet at 11:50 in hall next to Friendship Room, ninth class dress. You will sing at start of forum, then proceed to the remainder of your 12:00 class. Thank you. Dr. E.
To hear this message again.
No, I don't need to hear it again. Okay, so one of the problems with limited good then is that they pull them down. And they say if you put one crab in a pail, it'll come out. You put 10 crabs in a pail, they won't, because the other 9 will pull the first crab down. And so that's limited good. Now, of course, the problem with, and by the way, that is probably the philosophy of the liberal American groups here, so that's why, you know, socially, you take away from the rich to give to the poor. That's limited good. Are you following what I'm saying? Whereas the idea of the current administration would be bake a second pie, if you follow what I'm saying. And it suddenly occurred to me that that's basically the difference between the two philosophies in many situations. Okay, important Western values. Pragmatism, what works? Yes, okay. What about efficiency? Do we value that? Of course. What about building relationships? Kind of iffy about that. What is more important in a Western value? To complete your task and meet goals on time or to build relationships? First 100 days. Okay? In Eastern cultures, which has the higher value? Bigger is better? No. Balance and beauty? Yes. Dignity, harmony, and respect? Yes. Individual rights and freedom? Sorry. Okay. As opposed to the West, which is a flip-flop. In the Western culture, do we have the rights of the individual often placed above the group so that you can, for instance, leave the group? Yes. I mean, you want to quit your job? You want to, you know, You quit your job. No big deal. Okay? Are kinship relationships extremely strong in the West? No. What about material goods? Okay? Which is more important in the East? Your rank and culture or technical competence and self-reliance?
Rank and culture.
Rank and culture, exactly. Who thinks about time as it's straight ahead, it's limited, and time is money? Americans, okay? Okay, Western oral views, which is more important for worldview values? Oral, what you hear, or visual, what you see? Okay? Stories and proverbs, or the facts, man, nothing but the facts. That's before your time. That was the Detective Friday. Okay? Abstract knowledge, lots of knowledge, or wisdom? No. Knowledge. Okay? They pay for that, unfortunately. Now, someplace, okay? Missionaries, should we do any of the following? Should we, for example, be willing to adapt to new culture? Should we try and identify as far as we can within a framework of the Bible to identify ourselves with the people of the culture? Should we be willing to assert ourselves or deny ourselves? Lindsay? Assert or deny? Say no to yourself. Yes, ma'am. Okay? In Western orientation, are anniversaries sometimes considered important? Mm-hmm. Also in North Korea. Do we schedule ourselves towards goals? Lots of clocks. Okay. Events-oriented societies. Okay. Is event... society, are we more worried about completing the work on time or getting the work done and taking as much time as necessary? Okay, is the emphasis on more on the present or on the future? Present. Is completing the event itself considered a reward in an event considered? Society. Yes, it is. Okay. Western world judgment. Do we have a tendency to take the holistic approach, looking at everything, or do we try to break down people into little categories? Break them down. Okay. Do we like vague answers, or do we like yes and no, black and white? Just tell me. Okay. That's Western. Okay, do we like to involve everybody and get everybody in to give their opinion, or do we like to be decisive and decide this is what it's going to be? Unfortunately, everybody is not always asked. And the most decisive person I've seen in the government is the current president. Okay, do we tend to take all the aspects of the whole person and circumstances into consideration, or do we more likely say, okay, this is the law, this is the way it is. Tough it out. Okay? Now, how about Jesus? Was Jesus more academic or theoretic? Or was he more pictorial and relational? Yeah. When we're having a crisis in the West, do we like to have do we like to anticipate and plan for crises ahead of time? Mm-hmm. Do we like quick solutions? Do we like to have everything planned out ahead of time? Do we like to say, well, we'll wait and we'll get some expert advice and then we'll make a decision? Not so likely, okay? Typical non-crisis oriented way is to take time taking action, mm-hmm, and emphasize what actually occurs, mm-hmm, and not worry about the experts also, mm-hmm, okay? Task-oriented societies like the United States, are results more important or relationships?
Results.
Are we willing to accept loneliness if it's necessary to achieve goals rather than have interaction with multiple people? Yes. Okay. Do we say, well, the big satisfaction is in our interaction with others, or is it in we got it done, we achieved our goal? Goal. So we are task-focused people. In people-oriented society, which is more important, quality of relationships or the achievement of the goals? Okay. Can we manage without the stimulation and acceptance of the group? Can we just do it alone if we need to? We can. People-oriented societies cannot. Do people-oriented societies tend to use social occasions to build relationships? Mm-hmm. And are people-oriented societies willing to give up personal achievement if this will make the goal of the group go? Yes, including such things as education and marriage. Okay? Task-oriented society. What kind of people would be good for task-oriented societies? How about administrators? Yep. How about Bible translators? Yes. Little bit. Teachers, yes. Okay. As missionaries, we are using the Lord's money and need to focus completely on accomplishing our goals and not wasting it rather than focusing on having fun with personal relationships. False. Okay? We do need to build relationships. I made it a little. Okay? Ascribed status. That is, status that you get that's fixed. Okay? Your personal identity. Is it more by what you do or the family you were born into, what rank you had, and your position, and that sort of thing. Ascribed. Is it more what you have accomplished? I've done this, and this, and this. Or is it more, I was born into this family, I'm the oldest, and I have this position. Yes. Greatest example is family Kim of North Korea. Okay. Is the amount respect often fixed even with personal failings in those in high positions? Yes. Think of the Queen of England, her sons, and that sort of thing. The people who do all sorts of things over in Arabia, and so forth. With all the money that's there and so forth. Do people normally associate with people of a different rank that's higher than them in this type of situation? Not usually. Is this a place where if you work hard you can climb into a higher rank, anyone can be a president? Not so. Okay. Now how about Jesus? Does Jesus associate with those of lower rank? Does Jesus associate with some of the lower rank? I mean, he's the top, so if he didn't, he wouldn't have anyone to associate with except God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Okay? Is Jesus willing to serve and not despise? Okay, a shame culture. When you are in a shame culture and you need to save face because you've something you've done, the first thing you need to do is open up and freely admit your faults to the people. True or false? False. You hide it. Okay? In a shame-oriented society, are you likely to take risks where you may be likely to fail? Not likely. By the way, we do some things that are kind of similar to that, in that we have participation goals instead of having team play, and don't keep scracking all day. In a shame-oriented society, do you protect your image and the image of your group? Is there a tendency sometimes to withdraw, to hide weakness or shortcomings, or try and cover up? Absolutely. Okay. Is culture shared within a society? Of course. That's what it's all about. Is culture learned? Yes. Okay. They had a young black guy who was apparently a very, very good athlete on the volleyball team for the Chinese. He was born in China. He was raised in China. Okay? You say racially, he's not Chinese. Culturally, he's 100% Chinese. He thinks like a Chinese, speaks Chinese, and so forth. Okay? Is culture always constant, or can it change? It can change, but it's like a deep river. It changes slowly, but when it does, the whole bed changes. Okay? What is the following is true about culture? Race and nationality are more important than culture. True? False. False. In terms of determining what your things are. As you age and have more experience, it's easier to change your culture and adapt more easily. My wife is cracking up. Answer, my wife? False, right? Okay?
Not for us.
Not for us, yeah, we're exceptions. Young in heart. Culture determines how you think, feel, and act. True. Okay? Is the Bible above culture? Can you violate biblical principles just to meet cultural demands? Okay. Okay, when Adam fell, okay, sin came into the world. Does sin have an influence on each culture that everybody develops? Yes. Okay. Does the gospel tend to evaluate each culture? Yes. Does the gospel evaluate culture, including looking at the culture norms? It's a little hard. That's not a very good question. I'm going to change that. The answer I would look at is yes, but I'm not. But let's ask it this way. Do all cultures need transformation? Okay? In dealing with other religions, should we be willing to look at the best of the religion and then compare and say, even though this is your best, Christianity is above that? That's much more honorable than to put out the very worst of the religion and then put the best of Christianity. In other words, the best you can do, you still cannot match what God has done for you. Should we try and answer questions that are posed but are not answered by other religions? Absolutely. That's a way to get to show. Okay. Do we need to be honest in evaluating other religions? Yes. That's one of the reasons, for instance, there's a way to try and lead people to the Lord called the camel method. But really, it's a little bit on the dishonest side. Therefore, I wouldn't use it. Okay. Is it good to look for redemptive analogies and points of contact? Very much so. Okay, when we are trying to present the gospel to someone else or something else, can that gospel message be distorted by the person's worldview? Absolutely. What about the way they think, their thinking methods? What about the way they talk and what they say? What about their behavior patterns? Yes, 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 yes. All of those things can distort it. Now, let's look at, on the flip side, what about when we give the message to the nationals, can it be distorted through our behavior patterns, through our way of speaking, especially speaking their language, through the way that we speak and think? Okay. Does the choice of our motives and our social structures make a difference in terms of presenting salvation, or can it make a difference? Sure. What about even the choice of media can make a difference? Okay. As a work of missionary, should we make certain that every individual has an opportunity to accept or reject Christ? Should we insist that every individual makes a verbal assent to the truth of the gospel? Every individual has... I would say in that situation, maybe that's a bad question. I'll put that down. Okay, do we need to rely on the Holy Spirit? No. Okay. Is it okay to have the individual add Christ to their list of the gods that they worship so that we... Okay. Should we avoid syncretism? What about if the person says, well, you know, I'm not ready to receive Christ today. Is that an outright rejection? Thank you. It is not. Okay. Does Christianity really, true Christianity, work at the depth of worldview? Yes. If you're going to really get a change, you've got to get down to the worldview change. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a Christianized paganism if you're not careful. Okay? Do the following involve our worldview? Time. How things are, one thing causing another. Space, the nature of man. Okay? Monocultural ethnic worldview. My way is the best. My way is superior. My perception is true. All of those kind of things. Okay, I'm going to stop at this point. This is the end of part one of MI 320 Cultural Anthropology Final Review 2017.